الثناء له وحقيقته. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويذع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. أوصيكم عباد الله نفسي بتقوى الله. Alhamdulillah, we've been able to witness another month of Ramadan. I don't think we can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for this great opportunity. Every extra day that we live, every extra day that Allah gives us is a great blessing, and we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. But especially the month of Ramadan is such a golden opportunity that we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically to give us tawfiq of witnessing another month of Ramadan. Right now we ask Allah to give us inshallah long life to witness another month of Ramadan inshallah next year and coming years, and inshallah to be more prepared and to be in a better situation inshallah spiritually and from other aspects. Alhamdulillah, in this month we have been able to improve our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our relation also with each other. And these are the things that we have to preserve. In the month of Ramadan, no matter how busy is your daily life, your routine, your study, your work, you try to plan your day and night in the way that you would have more time for reflection, for recitation of the Quran, for repentance, for doing good deeds. This is very important. And we should preserve this. Now that alhamdulillah we have been used to spending more time on our spirituality and our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on our relation with ourselves, we should not lose all of it and start from scratch. We have to keep it. If a person goes to a school and then in the end of the year, there is celebration, like today we celebrate end of Ramadan. This doesn't mean that we erase from our memory everything that we have learned and we forget all the good practices that we have learned in school, and then next year we start from scratch, from zero. No, it means that you preserve what you have achieved and then you build upon it. So we have to preserve what we have achieved in this month of Ramadan and try to safeguard it. I think one of the important things that we achieved in the month of Ramadan is that we tried to be spending more time with the Quran. And this is very important. Quran is our friend, our companion. Quran is our Shafi, our intercessor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, إِذَا الْتَبَسَدْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْفِتَنْ كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. If difficult situations, when everything is clouded, when you are not clear about what to do, what decision to make, happens and befall on you, you must be referring to the Quran. Because Quran is the solution. Quran is the rope Hablullah, which Allah has extended from heaven to us, so that we hold onto this rope and we will rise from difficulties, from darkness towards light. As you know, we have in many hadith that the number of the ranks in heaven are equal to the numbers of the verses of the Quran. عَدَدُ دَرَجِ الْجَنَّةِ بِعَدَدِ آيِ الْقُرْآنِ. So every person would be able to rise and ascend in heaven depending on how much he or she has learned, benefited, implemented from the Quran. So Quran has to remain after the months of Ramadan a key point of attention in our daily life. So my request is that please keep your daily recitation of the Quran, reflection on the Quran, teach yourself and your children the Quran, either yourself or sending them to Quranic classes. This is very important. And alhamdulillah, here in the Islamic Center of England, we have very vibrant Quranic educational center. About 400 children attend. Unfortunately, we don't have enough space, so there are people on waiting list. We hope that inshallah we would be able to have more facilities and more space so that we can cater for the need of the community. So inshallah, we promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep Quran as our guide, as our companion throughout our life, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'qaynaka al-kawthar, fasalli lirabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله والثناء له بحقيقته الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين وباعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على علي أمير المؤمنين وفاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين والحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة وعلي بن الحسين زين العابدين وسيد الساجدين ومحمد بن علي باغر علم النبيين وجعفر بن محمد الصادق وموسى بن جعفر الكاظم وعلي بن موسى الرضا المرتضى ومحمد بن علي الجواد وعلي بن محمد الهادي والحسن بن علي الزكي العسكري والحجة بن الحسن المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل الله مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والممهدين لظهوره أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. Alhamdulillah, in the months of Ramadan, we had also the opportunity to spend more time with the community. This is another advantage of the months of Ramadan. I think every one of us would easily come to this conclusion that had it not been that we observed and respected months of Ramadan together, we would not have the same experience. Maybe even was for some people not possible to do all the things by themselves. But alhamdulillah, because of being part and parcel of a community that as a whole is determined to observe the month of Ramadan. So we came together, we broke our fast together, we said our prayer together, we did our a'mal together, and therefore it made it totally different experience. Imagine you were in a town that there was no community and you wanted to do everything by your own. It would not be the same experience, and maybe some people were not even able to fast because they would say, how can I fast? But when you see there are thousands of people in different centers, they're all doing this, this would make it much easier for you, and mentally you would be more prepared to do it. And when you come together and call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is so much of barakah that never, you know, a person sitting at home and, you know, praying by himself or herself would be able to achieve. So this is a great lesson for us, that throughout the year also we should live as community. It's not only in the month of Ramadan, we come every day. Alhamdulillah, this month of Ramadan we were blessed to have even Salatul Fajr every day. And inshallah we are going to have in weekends, every Saturday and Sunday we'll have Salatul Fajr. So we were coming here for Salatul Fajr, we were coming here for Salatul Zuhr and As. We had daily reflections on Du'a Abu Hamza, some Masail. Then in Maghrib we had programs, Nights of Qadr. So alhamdulillah we spent good time together. And I think we should keep doing so. We should not stop coming to the centers, to the masajid, or only come Thursday night for Dua Kumeid. Coming together, it's very important. My experience shows, and this is something I want everyone to reflect, that many times when people come to me for their problems, either they need advice or consultation, they have sometimes family issues, marriage issues. Most of the cases, maybe 90% of the cases who come are the people who have not been frequently coming to the centers with their family, including parents and children. Most of the people have problem. It's the people that have been trying to live together but separate from the community. Even sometimes people come and ask, for example, for financial help, again, because they were not coming to the center and no one knows them, no believer, no mu'min knows them. Again, it's very difficult, you know, to verify their need and very difficult to ask people to help them. So it's very important. It's a kind of protection for us if we live together and try to have a life of faith and piety together. Especially when we live in a society that we don't receive positive signals from the society in most of the cases. It's not that when you are walking on the street or when you're looking at the billboards, you receive messages that would encourage you to have a life of piety. There are so many distractions, so many problems, and constantly target you and target your family and your children. So if you are not affected today, maybe tomorrow. If you are not affected tomorrow, maybe next day. It's very important to live together as community. Part of it happens in the center. Part of it is your own relations. Being always with mu'mineen, visiting each other, spending time together. Let your children befriend each other instead of befriending people who have no faith and have no commitment to moral values. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O believers, be pious. But is this enough? Can I be pious on my own? No. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And you must make sure that you would be with the truthful and honest people. So to be able to achieve taqwa in the first place and then maintain it and preserve it in the second place, I need to be with people who are like-minded, people who have the same orientation in their life. So this is a lesson from Ramadan, and it shows it's possible. In the month of Ramadan, we prove that it's possible to meet each other every day. So why we cannot keep doing so? So inshallah, we should keep community life as a priority, inshallah, throughout the year. I would like just to make few quick announcements for our community, because I think this is one of the expectations of these gatherings. One sad thing is that although we were observing the months of Ramadan, we were very also sad because of what we kept receiving and still we receive of sad news about what happens in some parts of the world. Unfortunately, our brothers and sisters in many countries, in Yemen, in Syria, in Bahrain, in many places, have been targeted by brutal and blind violence. And this was very sad. Last Ramadan, we had some similar situation when Gaza was being attacked and bombarded. That made that Ramadan very sad for us. And unfortunately, this Ramadan, we had also this problem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the people, especially those who are making decisions, those who have power and influence, the wisdom and the understanding that by force, by violence, by terrorism, by killing people, by disregarding rights of people, you are not going to achieve anything. These things are not working. When something is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that this is not working. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, for example, you have to be truthful, so all the politicians must learn that if you are not truthful, you would not be successful in dunya and akhirah. Because if something was good, Allah was not going to prohibit. When Allah says by killing, by injustice, you are not going to get anywhere, it means that it's useless or actually it's harmful and it would actually take you far from what you want to achieve. So we hope that inshallah the people who have power and influence and make decisions would come back to their reason, to their conscience, to their wisdom, inshallah, that stop doing these things. The Muslim world should be example of brotherhood, solidarity, peace, security, prosperity. Allah has given us so much of resources, whether it is natural resources or human resources, that we could have established such a prosperous life that everyone would be inspired. But unfortunately, today we see that the problems that we have in the Muslim world, despite all the gifts that Allah has given us, is a lot, and it's actually putting us into a very difficult situation when other people look at what is happening in the Muslim world. Another thing is, inshallah, as you know, we are going to have in our community again Hawza program. This is what I mentioned last year, and alhamdulillah, last year we had very successful program, and now Hawza Elmi of England is open for enrollment. Alhamdulillah, last year we had very good response in September, and again we had second admission in February, and we have even boarding students in Hawza. So now please take the leaflets, familiarize yourself. This is open to all members of the community. Even we had doctors coming from surgery to the Hawza. We had teachers and we had people from different walks of life. So please be informed. And also we are going to start pre-Hosea program every Saturday from 10 to 3. This would be to teach aqa'id, ahkam, akhlaq, and basic Arabic. So I think this is a very important project for the community. Another important project for the community is Allama Tabatabai Award. You know, Allama Tabatabai is a great personality, one of our very pious and at the same time learned scholars. So in order to introduce him more, and also in order to be blessed by the blessings coming from the spirits of all ulama, we launched an award, and that is for GCSE and A-level students. So if you have GCSE or A-level student, please refer to the website of AT Award, Allama Tabatabai Award, and register, and we give prizes to the people who have good achievements, and also then we will have tutorial program for them after that. So this is also another educational program in the community that I hope everyone would benefit. At the end, there are so many things to say with you, and I am very excited to see you, but I just end with a word of thanks. I would like to thank all people who helped us to go through this month of Ramadan and come out successfully. Alhamdulillah, every day we had lectures, we had classes. When we had programs downstairs, we had also classes for different age groups. We had recitations of the Quran and du'as. We had food prepared. Maybe, if I'm not mistaken, the number of meals which were served never came less than 700, 800, and sometimes it went more than 1,000. So to prepare food while fasting is not easy, you know. So we have to be grateful to these people who helped us, whether it's giving lecture, teaching, recitation, preparing food, and then, mashallah, you saw in a matter of few minutes, hundreds of people were served food. It's not easy. It needs lots of organization. The people who were fasting themselves, but they decided not to break their fast till they serve other people. The joy was to see that me and you eat and drink. This was their joy. And a great lesson for us also to always remember that our main joy comes when we see other people are happy, not that when I am happy and everyone is unhappy. So I want to thank everyone who contributed in a way or another so that we could have this blessed experience. I would like also to thank the people who donated. Alhamdulillah, we had good donations. Of course, the donations were not enough, and still those who want to take opportunity, still they can pay towards the cost of the iftars of the months of Ramadan. And I hope that inshallah we get inshallah lessons as director of the center and as a person speaking on behalf of the staff. I know that we had lots of shortcomings, but some of the shortcomings were the things that we were aware but we didn't have means to meet. Sometimes you cannot, you know, solve the problem. We didn't have enough space. We felt sometimes very sorry that people were coming and there was no space. But there were also other shortcomings, maybe in management or other things. I accept that we had problems. Inshallah, with your dua, we will improve. And please always feel yourself part of this center and a member of this center. This center belongs to all of you, regardless of any ethnicity or any race background. We are all brothers and sisters, and alhamdulillah, on top of that, we are all followers of Ahlul Bayt. This is more than enough to make us feel one united family. If there has been any shortcoming, please forgive us and please pray for us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. I just end with few du'as. Oh Allah, please send your salutations to Muhammad and Al Muhammad. Oh Allah, please don't make this month of Ramadan the last month of Ramadan in our life. Please forgive all our sins and mistakes. Please forgive anything that we did or we said or we heard or we saw that you didn't like. Please enable us to do in rest of our life only those things that would be pleasing to you. Please include us among the true followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Please include us among true lovers of Imam al-Zaman. Please make us able to serve our Imam al-Zaman before and after he comes. Please give us the kind attention, provision, and guidance of Imam al-Zaman for our community and for our families. Please give shifa, immediate shifa, to all brothers and sisters who are ill. And especially we ask Allah to give shifa to the people that there is no hope of shifa for them. Those that medicine is unable to give them shifa, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa. The people who suffer from cancer or other fatal illnesses, we ask Allah to give them shifa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enrich all the poor people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give peace and justice and security to all people who live under fear of terror and violence and war. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give His unlimited rahmah to all mu'mineen and mu'minat who have passed away, especially those who have rights upon us, our parents, our foreparents, our teachers, our ulama, our maraji, our martyrs, the late Imam Khomeini. We ask Allah to elevate their position and let them be Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. May Allah be with you and your family. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.